Chapter 3. Dana. I need a drink to quell my panic. I open the fridge. Thanks to Gloria, it's sparkling, with Tupperware stacked like building blocks, all neatly labeled. Carrot sticks, pastrami. There's a half-full bottle of Chablis in the doorwell. I extract it. None for me, says Jo, her tone implying I shouldn't. She's right, but I don't care. Wine's nowhere near strong enough, but now's not the time for oblivion. As it is, I'm not thinking straight. I pull a can of San Pellegrino from the fridge and set it on the counter. Jo ignores it. She turns to glare at the picture windows. It's too dark to see the gardens or the sea. When I pour myself a glass of wine, I can barely keep the bottle steady. One sip, then another. It's good wine, bought by Stan. The thought of him shuts my gorge. I splutter and squeeze my eyes shut. Stan, my husband of 16 years, some of them happy, is dead. I recall him lifting me over the threshold when we were newlyweds. How big he felt. How solid. He pretended I was too heavy and collapsed on the bed. Even when my dress was off and his pants down, we couldn't stop laughing. Fresh tears fill my eyes. That was so long ago. We'll never laugh that way again. Not that we laughed much in recent years. I'm sick to even want him back. Stan got what he deserved. Tears squeeze through my lids. They say it takes hours for the soul to leave the body. Where is he now? I picture him in my studio, hovering near the ceiling and watching us, spread out like board game markers from Clue. Ruby in the den, Zoe and the twins upstairs in bed, me and Jo freaking out in the kitchen. Jo's voice snaps me back. The longer you wait, the worse it looks. You need to call the police now! In the light off the stove, she looks old, eyes cupped in shadows, glasses slightly askew. She used to have that sexy librarian look. Now it's plain old librarian. Hair in a sensible crop, clothes dull and practical. The divorce from Trevor took its toll. Jo's always been her own worst enemy, one of those super smart women who makes inexplicably dumb choices. Like Trevor Gregory, his smile a lasso. Champion bull rider and bullshitter. Who marries a cowboy? I recall Stanley and shake myself. Jesus. Talk about stones and glass houses. I can't go to the police, I say. They won't believe me. You know that. My only chance is to hide his body.